is BBC Radio 4, where it's now time for the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 on Saturday the 4th of July. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar. The general synopsis at midday: high, Sol 1032, slow moving, declining 1029 by midday tomorrow. The area forecast for the next 24 hours: Viking, north Utsira, south Utsira, east 40s. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south Utsira, backing westerly 4 later in Viking. Rain then showers, good occasionally poor at first. West 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. Westerly or northwesterly, backing southerly or southwesterly later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers, rain later, moderate or good. Dogger, west, veering northwest, backing southwest later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, occasional rain, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight, west, veering northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Fisher, showers, moderate or good. Humber, Thames, southwest, veering northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, west or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Fair, good. White, Portland, west or northwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in White. Fair, moderate or good. Plymouth, northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Biscay, north or northeast 3 to 5, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor in north. Fitzroy, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4 in far south, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor in north. Sol, variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, west or northwest, backing southwest later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, Shannon, west or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in north, rain, fog patches, moderate to very poor. Hebrides, Bailey, northwest becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, showers then rain, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, west or northwest becoming cyclonic in Faroes 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, showers, good, occasionally moderate. And southeast Iceland, cyclonic 3 to 5, fair, good. And that completes the shipping forecast. Now with the more general forecast, here's Louise Lear.
Good evening. A slow-moving area of high pressure is dominating the weather story across England and Wales, but at the same time we've got weak weather fronts toppling across the high, bringing cloud and nuisance showery outbreaks of rain at times through Scotland and Northern Ireland. That's the story for part two of the weekend, and that's actually the story for most of the week ahead. So on Sunday then, there will be a weather front bringing some showery outbreaks of rain from the word go across Scotland and Northern Ireland. It will predominantly linger through western Scotland into the afternoon, but we keep quite a lot of cloud, and as a result, temperatures disappointing, 15 to 18 degrees. We might see 20 Celsius in Northern Ireland. For England and Wales, it'll be a warm start, some sunshine from the word go, so temperatures starting to climb. We could see highs of 22 to 28 Celsius. In fact, there is the potential as we go through the week ahead of heatwave criteria being met in parts of East Wales and England, and that's three consecutive days for some above 25 degrees into southeast and eastern England above 28 Celsius. The high pressure is going to stay with us. It'll give a lot of fine and dry weather, increasingly hot. We're likely to see temperatures peaking across England and Wales at 32 or 33 Celsius. Always the risk of some showery outbreaks of rain to Scotland and Northern Ireland at times. But from Wednesday onwards, we could see something slightly warmer with temperatures into the mid-20s as the high pressure drifts further north. That's it. Enjoy your weekend.
Louise Lear. Before the 6 o'clock news, let's find out who Lauren Laverne will be talking to tomorrow morning.
My castaway this week is the glaciologist